Hare Krishna. Lord Sri Krishna exhibited the most ecstatic, most sublime happiness, bliss in Raslila. The highest pleasure that he gave to the gopis is through Raslila. The highest pleasure any living entity can ever experience is the experience of Raslila. And when he called the gopis in the middle of the night and the Sharad Ritu, Sharad season, on the full moon night, he played flute at the bottom of Bamsiwat, and the gopis left all their attachments and surrendered their lives to Krishna. Then after reaching, Krishna tested them. Gopis passed the test, and then Krishna performed his Raslila for the first time at the bank of Jamuna under the Bansiwat. And for the one full night they danced. Krishna expanded in each and every gopi, every gopi's association as individual, and each and every gopi had Sri Krishna fully with him, with her. But for the worldly point of view, one night of the Upper Yuga was spent performing Raslila. But from the spiritual point of view, Sri Krishna contained one night of Brahma, that much length of time, in the one night of earthly time calculation. And he gave pleasure to gopis in the form of Raslila. Now this was the Raslila called as Sharadiya Raslila, the Raslila of Sharad Purnima, of the month of season of Sharada. And then he performed Raslila into many other places of Brajbhumi, every forest, every other bank of Jamuna, wherever Krishna had his pastimes, he also performed Raslila. And many Ras Mandalas are created in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Similarly, after Sharad Ritu ended, Shishir Ritu came, Hemant Ritu came, and then at opportune time, Vasant Ritu came. The spring season appeared in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And spring began at Vasanta Panchami. After that, 40 days, the holy festival took place. And after that, after holy 15 days, the Falgun month ended, and the Chaitra month began. When Chaitra month began, all auspicious symptoms of spring season, Vasanta Ritu, manifested themselves. And then when Chaitra culminated into full moon night, at the time of full moon darshan, looking at the full moon, there arose the desire to enjoy Raslila again in the heart of Krishna and the heart of gopis and Srimati Radharani. So all the gopis, headed by Lalita and Vishakha and led by Radharani, gathered in a forest called Pravishtavan with Krishna. And in Pravishtavan, earlier Krishna had entered earth in a cave called Pravishta Gufa, and from there he had lifted Sri Giriraj Govardhan for 7 days and seven nights. That is why this village, this forest is called Pravishtavan, the forest in which Krishna entered in a cave to lift Govardhan. So there they started performing Raslila, and their instruments were the bangles of Radharani and gopis, the ankle bells of Radha and gopis, Krishna's flute, their clapping sounds, the clashing of their ornaments of earrings and necklaces. These were their equipments through which they were creating divine sound, divine swaras and divine music for their dancing. In the course of time, when their dance of Rasa Leela progressed, all the demigods who are expert either in music or in singing or in dancing or into various musical aspects, each and every demigod's planets are specialized into each and every activity of music. All those yakshas, kimpurushas, kinnaras, gandharvas and varieties of demigods gathered in the sky, they wanted to catch up with the taal and sur, the vowels and the sound that was coming out, the steps that they were taking. They wanted to catch that and wanted to give some accompaniment to enhance the pleasure of the gopis and Krishna. But alas, they were unable to do so because they couldn't catch up the rhythm and the steps that Krishna was taking along with the gopis. And simply, after being unsuccessful in giving accompaniment for enhancement of the Rasleela. They simply danced and sang in their own sound vibration, in their own steps. In the course of time, when the Rasleela progressed, the divine waters came out of the body of Radha and Krishna and the gopis, which we term in the spiritual language as Sved. Sved means it's a sweat, which is a divine sweat, fragrant sweat, and this divine, most purifying waters, they come out of the body of Radha and Krishna and the gopis, and actually it came out and started gathering itself in a beautiful lake. Looking at that, the moon god became completely ecstatic. This moon god couldn't contain himself. Moon god had collected some nectar from the Samudra Manthana, from the churning of the milk ocean, long, long ago. Immediately moon god, in the mood of ecstasy, brought Amruta, nectar, and put few drops in the collections of water. That is why the collection of water, the pond, is called as Chandra Sarovar, the collection of pond of Chandra Devata, moon god. The dance continued, the collection of water continued, the sway, the divine waters kept on coming out of the bodies of the divine participants of Rasleela. And then moon god couldn't contain himself, he dissolved himself, he melted himself in the waters of Chandra Sarovar. At the same time, Indra came down from the beginning of this Rasleela, and there he took one huge shila, huge rock, and started beating it as a drum. And he also attempted to give accompaniment, catch up the melody and rhythm, but he also failed miserably. But still in ecstasy, he continued beating the drum the way he could, and in his own way, he accompanied Radha and Krishna in their Rasleela. The shila is called Bhajani Shila. Even today, it is present over there. When this Rasleela was being performed, suddenly, from the other side of Govardhan, Sri Baldauji appeared. He came. He climbed up the mountain of Govardhan and suddenly he heard the beautiful sounds, enchanting, enamoring sounds coming from distance, and he gazed in long distance. He saw Radha and Krishna and gopis performing beautiful, attractive, splendorous Rasleela. But he was aware very much that he is the elder brother of Krishna. So if Krishna would see him seeing his Rasleela, then Krishna will be embarrassed and immediately Rasleela he will stop. At the same time, the performance of this wonderful Rasleela was giving great joy and bliss to the heart of Baldauji, and Baldauji didn't want to interrupt in any ways his own experience of the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So the only way, he couldn't anyway make them aware that he was watching, that he would bend down. At the same time, keep his eyes gazed and fixed on the darshan of the Rasleela. So what he did, he just bent down in the position of offering pranams or dandavat. And in that position of offering obeisances, he fixed his gaze on the performance of Rasleela. And although he was fixed, he didn't want to disturb the attention of Krishna in the Rasleela towards him, he was also experiencing Ashtavikara, the symptoms of ecstasy, 8 kinds of symptoms of ecstasy in his own body. Tears were flowing from his eyes, his body was trembling, his throat was getting choked up, his hair was standing on end, and finally he settled with one ecstatic symptom, that is called sthamba, that is called getting stunned, getting the body become like a rock or a wood. And he became stationed there in the same form of offering obeisances, but getting stunned completely like a rock. So there is a temple even today on Govardhan mountain which is called as Dhoka Dauji temple. Dhoka means in local language offering pranams. Giving dhok means offering pranams, offering obeisances. So there we see Sri Baldauji Balramji Maharaj in such a posture, himself offering pranams on the ground, but fixing his eyes and gaze towards Chandra Sarovar, where this Rasleela is being performed. Later on, as the Leela progressed, the gopis suddenly became a little proud. They thought that Krishna is only with her. Every gopi thought. And Krishna somehow many times he gives up the Raslila performance. And sometimes you want to make the fun of gopis, you want to cheat them, you want to make fun of them. Or sometimes he doesn't like the pride in the hearts of gopis. Or sometimes there are various reasons. At this particular time, Krishna wanted to make some fun of the gopis. Suddenly he disappeared. Immediately all gopis went into ocean of separation. And they felt, where is our Krishna? Where is our Kanhaiya? Where is our dear darling of a heart? They were inquiring with one another. They couldn't find him anywhere. Everybody said that he was with me. And everybody said he was with me also. And then they understood that he was not with them anyways, although he was with everybody of them, each and everybody of them. Then they became very morose and they started searching him in the forest, in the middle of the night, asking the trees, asking the creepers, asking the birds, asking the animals, asking the Varnadevatas, all the guarding authorities of the directions, Dikpal, Lokpal, everybody. And they were singing songs of separation, asking, where is Krishna, where is our dear darling of the heart, Prananath. What Krishna did, he assumed the form of four-armed Vishnu, Chaturbhuj Narayan, and stood on their way. And he was standing as if wanted to guide them. Gopis kept on asking the trees and creepers and finally approached Narayan. On usual times, all the Brajvasis, although they did not know Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they very much knew that Narayan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, and the gopis and gopas would regularly worship Narayan as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vaikunthadipati. So if in normal course of time, if anybody in Vrindavan, Brajvasis, if they would have darshan of Narayan, they would immediately bow down, immediately start offering worships and prayers and songs of adoration. But this time, the gopis were so much engrossed in feelings of separation from Krishna, from Raslila, that they just didn't bother about Narayan. They just asked Narayan only, have you seen our Krishna? Have you seen which direction he has gone? Narayan also helplessly raised his left hand and showed that he has gone in this direction. And gopis, without waiting there for a second, even to offer dandavats or pranams or prayers, just left that place running to that direction where Narayan showed them, ki here Krishna has gone. After some time, Radharani came there. She was asking the creepers and birds and trees. At the same time, a bumblebee was revolving around her. She was talking to that black bumblebee as if the bumblebee was Krishna. She was using bad words, good words. She was cursing him and criticizing him. And she was asking birds and creepers where Krishna is. She was in a very mixed kind of unbelievable sentiments, inconceivable emotional feelings. And suddenly she saw four-armed Vishnu. So she also, without even offering dandavats or pranams or any words of praise, straight asked him, have you seen my Krishna? She asked with such emotion, such feelings, that somehow when gopis asked, Krishna could still compose himself as Chaturbhuj Narayan and still could raise his one arm on left side and tell gopis that Krishna has gone on this side. But at this time, the way Radharani asked, Krishna just could not maintain his Vishnu form. Krishna could not maintain his four arms. His two arms melted and all the accompaniments of his arms disappeared and he was forced against his desire to become two-armed again. He had to reveal himself that he is Krishna, not Chaturbhuj Narayan. And that's how Radharani met Krishna again. So this is the place called Pravishtavan, where still there is murti of Krishna, four-armed Vishnu. And that Vishnu is not Vishnu, is Sri Krishna himself in disguise, trying to cheat gopis, but who failed miserably to cheat Radharani. And where he stood, below his lotus feet, the Kshirasagar, the milk ocean, appeared. And today it is standing there as Kshirasagar Kunda. And that is where Krishna entered earth and lifted Govardhan. So this is the beautiful pastime of Krishna's Vasanti Rasa, where Krishna performed Rasila in the spring season and gave unlimited pleasure to Radharani and gopis, and also gave ecstatic experience to Sri Baladavji Maharaj. Krishna's Vasanti Rasila ki jai ho.